Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you, and I personally want to welcome you to another prophetic experience. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Laron Matthews. Now, we're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. And as we prepare to go into prayer, I want you to set your heart as a flame. Now, whatever you're asking the Lord to do, we believe that through the word of God and the spoken word of God in faith and coming into agreement with Matthew 18:18, when the word of the Lord God said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and then whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Then verse 19, it said, then again I say unto you, where there's two or three gathered together in his name, touching and agreed, asking anything on earth in the Father's name, it shall be done. That seals it, that solidifies it, that exhibits it, and that brings it to pass. Whatever you're asking the Lord to do, he is going to do it for you as a believer. And as a believer, people, men and women of God around the world, the Lord wants his will to be done through us, in us. And so, as our intercessors and the prayer warriors, ministry gifted team, prepare to go forth. You, setting your heart as a flint. And we're touching and agreeing with you that God will move on your behalf. And those things that we stand in agreement with, we know that his will shall be done. When his will shall be done, the word of the Lord God says in Matthew 6, when he said, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. We're believing that the word of God has power when it comes from your mouth that believes. Let's get ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. We're believing God for you. Attach your prayer with the presence of the word and watch God move on your behalf. God bless you is my prayer for you on today. We'll be ready to go into prayer.
Bless you, Pastor, on this afternoon.
God bless you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. I'm coming to you all out of Psalm 93, which is the majesty of the Lord. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their pounding waves, more than the sounds of many waters, more than the mighty breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your precepts are fully confirmed and completely reliable. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We decree, hallelujah, we decree and declare that no demon in hell will stop us from serving you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless your name. For in Psalms 119:11, you said, Father, thank you for the fast on today, Father God. Thank you for the purging and the purifying on all those connected on this line. In Jesus' name, by the power of Jesus Christ, we speak to our atmosphere, the atmosphere that you created. You own it all, Father. You own it all, the atmosphere, the power of our Father, Jesus Christ, the name above all names. You are Abba, Father. You sit high and see everything. You hear everything before we even in that, Father God. We repent now, Father God, for we know that your word, hallelujah, you have hidden your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. And Psalm 119:11 says so. Therefore, we repent and we return. Hallelujah. We return so that our sins will be wiped away in order that our times of refreshing may come. Right now, in the name of Jesus, they come from your presence, Father God. Now, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, as our sins have been forgiven, we forgive ourselves that we are blessed. Hallelujah. You said if anyone in Christ, hallelujah, he is a new creature. He is a new creation. Glory be to God. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. We are blessed. We are blessed and highly favored. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we receive your new wine on today, Father God. The new wine that you've prepared these temples, Father God. You're washing, you're purging, you're purifying, you're pushing out that old stuff. Now, in the name of Jesus, we will not burst due to that old wine. That old stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that old stuff that would get in our skin, Father God, we will not ferment. My God in heaven, we decree and declare we are new. We decree and declare that no demon in hell will stop us from seeing you, serving you, believing in the things that you told us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for hearing the sound, our sound today, Father God. Hallelujah, for hearing our voice, Father God, the voice of your people. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're clothed and encircled in your strength today, Father God. Your word says so. Hallelujah, give us a supernatural strength today to press on. Give us the supernatural strength today to press on. We decree and declare a fresh supply of your spirit. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that you said in your scripture today, hallelujah, that you are dressed in garments of victory. No force in the universe competes with our God. That's what you spoke today, Father God. Strengthened by your might, Father God, in the inner man. Hallelujah, glory. We are blessed today, Father God, and highly favored. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we decree and declare that we bless our natural enemies and overcome evil with good. Turn every curse sent our way into a blessing. Thank you, Father. Thank you that your arm is being revealed in our lives, Father God. We decree and declare that the glory of the Lord is being revealed in our lives. We close every doorway so the enemy cannot enter in because we refuse to give place to the devil. We will not accept sickness in our bodies. We renounce every curse, hallelujah, the devil has attempted to put on us, Father. We decree and declare that Satan will not be permitted to steal, kill, and destroy our home, our family, our businesses. The love that you have developed in each and every one of us shall maintain itself. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we cover our homes, Father God, our churches, our schools, hallelujah, our children during this time of holidays that has caused them to think that they're supposed to have all this stuff. Lord, I ask that you touch each parent and give them an opportunity to have the conversation, to let them know who is Santa. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, so they won't walk around with this falseness about them. Yes, we want them to have hope in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, but I ask you, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, touch the families. Give them the peace, the kind of peace that passes all understanding so that they can know that it's about your love and your precepts. Cover our finances that you have blessed us with, Father God. We thank you for promotion that doesn't come from the east or the west, but from you, O Lord. But it's you that gives us the power to get wealth. We claim that wealth of that wicked. Hallelujah. We thank you that laws and statutes and consequences are changed. They're changed in our favor, and the enemy will not eat up our harvest. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your divine protection on today, Father God. Hallelujah. Protection of the Holy Ghost. Cover our counselors and our intercessors on today, Father God. We place the spiritual covering over Dr. LaRon Matthews, our pastor, our overseer, the angel of his line. over his family. Glory be to God, over his mother. Yes, Lord. Over his father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for him, Father God. We pray for our president today, Father God, and all of those in authority today. Glory be to God, that they will be God-fearing leaders and recognize they are accountable to each and every decision that they make. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So now, Satan, we command you in the name of Jesus to loose your hold on them. Glory out of the box. We decree and declare that we are part of the army of God, and we march and we move, yes, God, under your direction of the Holy Ghost, against the enemy, against the lies, against the deceit. Powerful hand of the Lord is upon us, and we walk in the victories of you, Father. In these things we pray. Hallelujah. Father God, for us walking through this congratulatory season, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that as this year ends and the new beginning that we're already in, Father God, be blessed and prosperous and highly favored. People want to bless us wherever we go. We have uncommon favor. Thank you, Father God, for victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Day that the Lord has made, let us be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, God, and we just thank you for woke up this morning, God. And you serve us in our right minds on this morning, Lord God. God, we know that it's not because we've done everything right, oh God. We know that, Lord Jesus, we have not got every I's and we have not crossed every T, oh God. Jesus, it's because of your grace and it's because of your mercy, oh God. Lord God, you see fit for Jesus, and because you love us with an everlasting love, oh God, you grant us the opportunity on this God, and give us another chance, oh God, to get it right with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for that. God, we just thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness towards us, oh God, in the name of God. We know that we saw you, Lord Jesus, at filthy rags, oh God. And Jesus, we come, Lord Jesus, every day we come ask for your cleansing, oh God. We ask for your forgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Lord Jesus, have wronged us, oh God, and for those who we have wronged us, wrong, oh God, we ask, God, for your forgiveness. Help us to forgive on this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I ask, God, that you send your angel, oh God, to encamp around your people on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you send your word, God. You send your word, oh God. You send your word, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we thank you for your word, God. Because your word said many are the affliction of the righteous, oh God. But you deliver us out of them all, oh God. And so, God, we thank you for deliverance on this day, oh God. We thank you that you are delivering your people on today, oh God. We thank you, God, that you hear the prayers of your people on today, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you for being our refresher or replace your embassy, oh God. Lord God, we adore you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. God, we adore you for your goodness endure forever, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we embrace your word, God, in Psalms 34 and 8, God. We invite us to come and taste and see, God, that you are good. And to see, Lord Jesus, to that so that we are blessed. We are blessed, Lord God, of those who trust in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we heal our hearts and our minds and our thoughts to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As we come in agreement, Lord Jesus, with your word, with your thoughts, with whatever you have towards your people and today, oh God, we thank you, God, we extol you, God, because, God, you have lifted us up, oh God. And, God, you are the lifter of today, oh God. We thank you, God. Because you said, Jesus, that if you be lifted up, God, you will draw all men unto you, O God. And so, God, we thank you today for your drawing power, O God. Because, God, we want to be drawn unto you and today, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. God, we want to be closer to you. We want a closer walk with you and today, O God. And guide us, oh God, in your presence unto this God. Because, God, in your presence, oh God, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, your people want joy. Lord, they want peace, oh God. They want that peace that surpasses all understanding, God. They want the living water, oh God. Lord Jesus, give us wisdom unto this God. You say if you don't have wisdom, we should ask, oh God. And so, God, we ask for wisdom and discernment on today, O God. We thank you, Jesus, because we want out of our bellies, O God, to show rivers of living water, as you said in your word, O God. And so, God, we thank you for that. God, we thank you for such anointing, O God. O God, breathe on us, O God. We thank you, Jesus, for the anointing, O God, that breaks every yoke, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, we want a refreshing of your spirit and to be, oh God. Refresh us right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we want you to mold us, oh God. We want you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we want to be everything, God, that you call us to be, God, in the name of Jesus. Be the lifter of our soul right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for you hear, God, the cry and the supplication of your people unto thee, oh God. God, your people are crying out unto you, oh God. God, your people, they are in need, God, of prayers, God. They need, Lord Jesus, for their prayers to be answered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for your word, oh God, in Isaiah 21 and 10, God, where you said, God. Oh, God, you said that we should not be dismayed, oh God. God, you said also that we should not fear, oh God. Because, God, you said that you will strengthen your people. God, you said you will help your people, God. And you will uphold us, God, with the right hand of your righteousness, oh God. Hold us close, God. Uphold us with your right hand right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, your people. We, your people, your God. You are at your mercy, God. And we thank you, God, for your mercy and for your promises, O God. Because, God, there is no failure in your God. O God, do it for your people, God. God, I pray unto thee, O God, that you perform that good thing, O God. That you promise your people, O God. God, we are looking for it, O God. Ask that you justly on our behalf, O God, in the name of Jesus. But God, we are chasing after you, God. We are chasing after your promises, O God. We are chasing after your goodness, O God. And God, we thank you because you said no good thing. You will withhold from your people. Oh, glory be to God and to the Lord, God. We thank you, God, because we know that, God, you are a promised people unto this God. Hallelujah. You are not a man that you lie. Neither are you the son of man that you need to repent, oh God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for your words and courage, oh God, to bear our heavy burden to you, oh God. God, we thank you for the laboring down as your people, God. We also say, Lord, that we should take your yoke and learn of you, O God, because you said, O God, in your word, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, O God. God, we don't want to be carrying heavy burden, God. Our burdens are heavy, Jesus. Help us to lay them down at your side that you request of us, O God, and not to keep taking them up, O God. We thank Jesus that you give us that privilege unto me, O God, to lay them down, O God. Thank you, Jesus. As feet of the Lord fall afresh on us, God, we need your spirit to live in us, O God. Thank you, God, for fresh anointing unto me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Jesus. As you said, God, that you have been health for your people. You have been cured to your people, O God. We thank you, Jesus, for this promise, O God. Jesus, you hear our call, O God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, as you said, O God, that you will heal all disease, O God. God,
I read, O God, in the Bible, O Jesus, on many occasions, O God. I read, O God, and I know, God, that you breathe, that you heal many diseases, God. And many children, O God, for the sick you have brought to your Jesus, blind Jesus, disease of many kind, O God, Jesus, heal them all, O God. God, I know you want to do it for your people and to do it, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Your treasure, oh God. Heal us and to do it, oh God. And we just turn to God. Because you said in your word also, God, a greater work you will do, oh God. Help us, help your people to do the greater work to do, oh God. That come before you. Come before you, God. With the diseases of your people, O God. O God, from the cancer, O God. From the kidney disease, from the heart disease, O God. From the diabetes, O God. From the blood disease, blindness, O God. God, the diseases on the land, O God. We know them all. And so, God, I come before you today, O God. And God, I ask God that you bring your power. And God, you say you give me power, O God. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, I take authority with the power invested in me. I command every sickness in the bodies of your people, O God, to go now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, is a plant that you did not plant in your people, O God. For the power invested in me, I command unto thee, O God, that everything be uprooted in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that your healing virtue, God, will stay over the stairways, O God, unto thee. God, that your healing will manifest, God, of your people, God. And God, that there be testimony, prayers in the name of Jesus, God, as a petition is done on behalf of your people, O God. God, as I stand in the gate for your people today, O God. Fail me not, O God. Fail us not, O God, O God. Let faith be broken now, O God. Let life and souls be delivered now, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let souls be saved now, God, in the name of Jesus. As your people, God, they are hurting, God. They are hurting, God. And God, I know that you are hurting. I pray unto thee, God, that wherever you all are listening, that you just take a moment right now and that you just reach up. You just reach out and touch the end of his hand.
Stay close, O God, to your people. O God, we need you now, God.
God, we need your peace right now, God.
God, you are sanctified, oh God. You are not a measure, oh God. Lord, you need a move right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, send your word now, God.
Oh,
God. Don't let the enemy feast on us anymore, oh God, in the name of Jesus. 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 Glory be to God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you bless your name. God, you bless your name. Thank you, Jesus, for being, oh God, for being a revival, God. You have revived us, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for being alive, oh God. I've revived you, I'm nothing without you, God. Thank you for being with God. You have repented, God. God, we thank you for being that well unto the, oh God, that we can draw from, God. We want this anointing, God. We want that living water to be spring up in us unto the, oh God. Let us pray to the, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we thank you for calling you anytime, God, in the night, oh God. In the morning, oh God, anytime, God. And hear us, oh God. And God, you know what? We thank you. And many prayers go unanswered. Thank you, God, that you answer every prayer, oh God. No matter how simple the prayer might be, oh God. But sometimes, oh God, you can only say, Lord, have mercy. And that is a great prayer, oh God. Sometimes we can only say, Lord, help. And that is a great prayer, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we can only mourn, oh God. Sometimes we can only go, oh God, and you understand, oh God, in your bathroom. You understand, oh God, in your bathroom. Oh God. Oh God, in my bathroom. In my bathroom. In my bathroom. In my bathroom.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask that you bless each and every Jamaican, oh God. Lord, I pray for my perfect hand today, oh God. I pray, God, that you endowed him, God, with your love. Continue to shower, to cover him and his family, oh God. I pray, God, that his basket will never empty. I pray, God, that you continue, oh God, to pour into him as he pour into us, oh God. God, continue to build him up, oh God, because, God, he has poured into his, into your people, God, everything in him, God. And if I know him that way, God, he's not holding back, oh God. And, God, we just, we are so grateful, oh God, that you put him in our lives, oh God, that we can draw from him to God. We thank you, Jesus. Bless him, God. Cover him from the enemy, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Present our children before you. I can't help but pray for our children, God, because the enemy is rampant on our children. And God, I bring my own children, my grandchildren before you, oh God, as I bring, present the children of the world, God. God, cover them, God, cover them. All that is steps, God. Guide their footsteps, oh God. Lord, endow in them love, God. Because if you put that love in them, oh God, they know how to treat one another, oh God. And I pray, God, that when the enemy come in, oh God, that they will be aware, that they will not be too young to understand, oh God. Pick off the enemy. Those who don't understand, God, do it for them. Because, God, they are royal priesthood. And they will live to fulfill whatever Jesus you have for them. And so, God, I bless the name and I thank you, Jesus. As you cover each and every one of us in the mighty name of
Jesus. In the name of God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 and amen. Lord, we're coming to you today, Lord, all of us. And we are continually praising your name, continually thanking you and giving you the glory. Those that prayed before me, I ask that you bless them. Those that are going to come after me, I pray that you bless them. I thank you for the man of God that you have placed as a shepherd over Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. You are giving him the knowledge, Lord, hallelujah, the mysteries of your word, and he is passing him down to us, Lord, and I thank you for it. You continuously give him wisdom and understanding, and I thank you for it. I pray that he continues in the courage that you have placed in the spirit. Send your angels right now and put a hedge of protection around them, because he is going to places, Lord, hallelujah, that will need that word, Lord, hallelujah, that is coming out of his heart. I thank you for his heart and his compassion toward you and toward the people that he speaks to. I thank you for it. In his teaching, he's always telling us that we must trust you, Lord. In these days and times that we are facing, the believers need to trust you more than ever before. Teaching us that we must transform, we must not be conformed to this world, but be transformed with the renewing of our minds, so that we can prove what is good, what is acceptable, and what is the perfect will of you. I thank you so much, Lord, and I'm excited because I know that you are about to do a work. I know that you are about to perform miracles. I know that you are about to show yourself, Lord, more than ever before. I'm praying, Lord, that our light will be shining. The lamp of the body is the eye. And I pray, Lord, hallelujah, that our bodies will be shining at that perfect time, that perfect place that you're about to show us. So you touch, Lord. You touch the believers right now. There's a new year coming in, but we need to be preparing right now. You said in your word that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I believe it's because we don't have a pure heart. And if we can't see you, how can we show others to see you? So create in us a pure heart. You loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son to us, so that we may have life and that more abundant. I believe in the abundance on this day and time. I believe that our shepherd is trying to show us about the abundance that God is going to be placing on us. There is nothing that can separate us from your love, even to the point of death. Nothing can separate us from your love. Lord, because, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our dwelling place, we can believe strongly that no evil shall happen to us. No plague can come near us. You're sending your angels right now, Lord, hallelujah, to have charge over us and to guard our ways. And thank you so much, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're about to do. I pray that we are excited. I pray that we are getting ready to do your will like never before. When we ask of you anything, Lord, when we ask anything of you, we have to ask it in faith, without doubting. So I pray that we are asking without doubt. And we're going to see the revelation of you, the strength of you, the glory of you. Your word is always telling us to seek you first. But then comes the righteousness, Lord. We are righteous, Lord, because you made us righteous. We are perfect because you made us perfect. We have power because you've given it to us. All this is preparation. We will see things, Lord, hallelujah, that no others can see. You made us in our image. You made us in your image. And you made us the sons of God. And because of that, we have the power. Yes, there will be miracles done through us.
Yes.
Help us to receive on this day, Lord. Help us, Lord, on this day to come into our rightful place. Help us to know our purpose. Help us to know our assignment. Or some have one and some have many. But you will supply all our needs. And we're being done. There will nothing be done, Lord, hallelujah, that we will not have power because you are giving us that power right now. The enemy has no place in our lives. And we will show that to others, for he has no place in the harvest I see. I thank you so much, Lord, for what you're about to do. And you're doing some of it right now. Thank you, Benedict. So, here we are, Lord. Give it to us, Lord. Supply all our needs. So that we can go out and do those things that Yeshua came down on here and done. For that's what he said. We can do his work some more. Let us receive that and be ready. So that we can ease the pain, the suffering, the turmoil that's going on. Let our light shine and shine bright. I thank you right now, and I give you the glory, and I give you the praise, and I give you the honor. You deserve it all. I thank you right now. In Christ the Messiah's name, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, I thank you. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We lift you up on high on this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, because you sit high above the land, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we just come thanking you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for life on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and life more abundantly, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for all that you have done for us, Father God. Even down through the years, up until this point, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we bless your name for your loving kindness and your tender mercies in our lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And God, we thank you, God, for yet another time, oh God, glory, hallelujah, an opportunity to come on this line, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and bombard the heavens, Father God, glory, hallelujah, with prayers and petitions and praises, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, worthy master, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for how you're sitting high. Oh, God, and you're looking low, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And you know everything that pertains to our lives. You know all that pertains, oh, God, to your people's lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You know, oh, God, what each and every person is standing in need of on this day, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you know the timeline, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that your people have, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You already know, oh, God, the request, oh, God, even those unknown requests.
Father God, those requests, Father God, hallelujah, that have never been uttered, Father God, that are just between you and, oh God, and them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, I pray right now, Father God, that you move by your spirit, Father God, over the people today, Father God, move over those situations, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those circumstances, those happenstances, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, move over them, Father God, those things that pertain to their life, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, bring them out, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Deliver them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, from all of their troubles, Father God, from all of their sorrows, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, stand them up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, with victory, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Let them wave that victory banner, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, because your word tells us, Father God, that we can be victorious in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that we have the victory, Father God, which is in Christ Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah, we bind it up, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, the spirit of worrying, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, and we cast that spirit back into the fire. We see, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we lose faith over your people today, over each and every one of us, Father God. I'm decreeing and declaring, oh God, that you raise our faith, Father, hallelujah. Our faith in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Even as we stand on your word in Matthew 21 and 22, and it says that whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Father God, increase our hope in you today, Lord. Oh God, hallelujah. As we stand on your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. So Father God, in this hour, do not allow our hope to be deferred, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because as we hope in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, and trust in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you will bring it to pass, Father God, those things, oh God, that we have up before you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, strengthen us, your people, on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as we stand on your word in Ephesians 6:10, which says, finally, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Oh God, glory, hallelujah, we just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for giving us strength. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, even, oh God, glory, hallelujah, many of us, Father God, hallelujah, feel weak and weary and feel battle fatigued, Father God. I thank you that you're strengthening us right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, keep us in good health, Father God, in this hour, Father God, in this time, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so that we may be able to do, oh God, all that you called us to do, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so that we may be able to even care for our children and our families, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we stand right now, Father God, on your word in 3 John 1 and 2, and it says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers, oh God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, release right now upon your people, Father God, upon your five souls, Father God, glory, hallelujah, body, Father God, a fresh supply of your anointing right now as we stand on your word in Isaiah 10 and 27, and it says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. So we just thank you, God, today, Father God, that even as your anointing is resting on us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that your power is being released upon us as well, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Even as we press in, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, in our and we begin to grow spiritually, Father God. Hallelujah. Our growth in you is enhanced, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your power. Oh, God, even as we stand on your word in Ephesians 3 and 16, and it says, and I pray, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower us with inner strength through his spirit. So we thank you, God, for your spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for your power, Father God, that you pour upon us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, we thank you for your peace, Father God, on today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Your peace, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that flows like a never
in this river, and it surpasses all manners of understanding. Oh, God, we thank you for your peace, Father God, in every situation and circumstance that is before us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for your word in Isaiah 26:3 that says you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. So we just giving you praise and glory and honor today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even for that victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, mentioned in 1 John 5:4, oh God, and it says, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, oh God, for victory, 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 victory on every hand, in every area of our life, in every circumstance. Oh God, the circumstances that we are dealing with now and the circumstances that shall come, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you that the victory has already been won. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that it was already a fixed fight. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that as we continue to practice in you all the more and trust you like never before, Father God, victory shall be our portion. Victory is our portion, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Help us to realize that, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah. And, Father God, we just pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for the mind of your people today, Father God. We binding up everything in the mind that's not like you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that carnal mindset, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, those mind-binding spirits of confusion and fear, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We binding up paranoia and schizophrenia today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We binding up bipolar disorder, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We binding up anxiety, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for setting these minds free, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as we're binding up the double-mindedness today, Father God, we're binding up instability of the mind today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, confusion, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that is rooted in rejection, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we send it back to the pit of hell right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we pray right now that the true self, oh God, glory, hallelujah, the real personality, Father God, glory, hallelujah, will emerge in your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those of which it has never, oh God, been developed because of, oh God, hallelujah, demonic interference, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind up every single, oh God, glory, hallelujah, demonic personality today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we cancel it right now, oh God, we rip it up, oh God, and tear it, Father God, and cast it into the fiery sea, we destroy it at the root, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we binding up spirits of lust and fantasy today, Father God, perverseness today, Father God, we bind up those spirits of suicide, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that one, oh God, that wants to end it all, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, we bind that spirit up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and we lose life and life more abundantly, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We bind up spirits of guilt and pride today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up spirits of vanity and loneliness today, Father God. We bind up, oh God, attention-seeking spirits today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up spirits of inferiority, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up, oh God, those spirits of withdrawal, Father God, sensitivity today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We're binding up all frustration today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We're binding up impatience today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We bind up self-rejection today, Father God. Envy and jealousy, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up despondency today, Father God. We binding up despair and discouragement, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And spirits of depression, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Spirits of oppression today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We binding up those downtrodden spirits today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we bind up those spirits, oh God, of unworthiness, Father God, in shame, oh God, glory, hallelujah, in every spirit of rebellion, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we break the back of rebellion today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind up spirits of accusation, oh God, against your people, Father God. We bind up those spirits of selfishness, Father God, hatred, Father God, glory, hallelujah, resentment. We send it back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We bind up violence and destruction that lays waste at noonday, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we're giving you glory, hallelujah, that even disobedience is being cast down, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we release a spirit of obedience over us, your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind it up to this suspicion and distrust today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bind up those spirits of persecution today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God. And Father God, we bind up self-will today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Let your will be manifest in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us accept your will in our lives, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bind up spirits of stubbornness today, Father God, bitterness today, anger, Father God, glory, hallelujah, hate, oh God, glory, hallelujah, rage, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, that spirit of unteachableness, Father God, we bind it up, give us a teachable spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so that we might learn of you all the more, Father God, in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we bind up, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, false doctrine today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let us know the truth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us, oh God, be rooted and grounded in your truth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And every lying spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cast it into the fiery sea, even as we lay and lock the lion Lucifer on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And Father God, we bind up unforgiveness today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The spirits of retaliation today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Self-deception today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Spirits of lunacy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We send it back to the dry place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Delusions, oh, God. We send back to the fiery place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And everything that's not like you, Father God, is rising up off of your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're setting your people free on today, Father God, free from everything that would hold them. Oh, God, that would so easily beset them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Lift up every heavy burden on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that those spirits of seduction, oh, God, are being cast into the fiery sea. Incubus and succubus got to take its rightful place in the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Jezebel and Delilah, oh, my goodness, you've been put on notice. Fall back right now to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Every bit of witchcraft today, Father God, we bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up that white magic, that black magic, that hoo-hoo, voodoo, the hex and the vex and the taboo, Father God. We bind up the hocus pocus today, Father God. We bind up the Santeria today. We bind up the Obia today, Father God. Every bit of the demonic interference, oh God, we drive it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All manners of Wicca today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up, oh God, hallelujah, demonic surveillance, demonic interference, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for loosing your people from the clutches of the enemy on today, Father God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Oh God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment against us is condemned. It already has been condemned, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That is the heresy of us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that tells us, suffer not the wish to live, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for your word that says the gates of hell shall not prevail against your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we're giving you praise that every shackle, oh, God, hallelujah, is being loosed today and broken and destroyed with the breakers and anointed, Father God. Every chain, Father God, is being broken and destroyed with the breakers anointed today, Father God. Hallelujah. Every fetter, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is falling off, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, is falling back to the abyss on today, Father God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for freedom, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for liberty, God, in you, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we break every curse, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and destroy it. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We break right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, every incantation today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we break right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, every spell, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that your people, Father God, are coming out of the fog, in the haze, oh, God, and the blinders are falling off their eyes, Father God, and they're having a new awareness of who you are, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and you're showing them their destiny. You're showing them their purpose in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're planting our feet, Father God, on our destiny track, Father God, and we shall not look back, oh, God. We shall go forward, Father God. We shall press the words of Mark the High Calling, which is in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Our divine purpose in you, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, shall be fulfilled, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I just want to thank you, God, hallelujah, for even touching those that are sick, Father God, that are going through in their body, Father God. We bind up that spirit of infirmity, and we cast it into the fiery sea, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, that all cancer, oh, God, it's falling back to the pit of hell, even as those cancer cells are drying up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that, hallelujah, every single plague, Father God, every single disease and disorder, malfunction in the body, Father God, dysfunction in the body known to man, is falling back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for your balancing right now, for stabilizing someone's blood pressure, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, that it has to come under the obedience of your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as referenced to Isaiah 53:5, where you said, by his stripes they were healed. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we send that diabetes back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Even as the blood sugars are lining up with your word, even as the A1Cs are lining up with your word today, Father God, we give you glory and we give you praise, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And we bind up, Father God, every bit of pain operating in the body today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We binding up that arthritis, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you praise, we give you glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that your healing balm is flowing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, over the muscular system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Your healing power, Father God, is flowing, Father God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, over, hallelujah, that nervous system, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, your healing power is flowing over that circulatory system right now, Father God. God, glory to your name, Father God. We thank you that all inflammation is falling back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Colds and flu are dissipating right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and rising up off of your pieces, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Thank you, God, that bronchitis, oh, God, asthma is leaving right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're healing and touching. Oh, God, hallelujah. Those with appendicitis today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that every blood disease, every bone disease, every lung disease, every heart disease, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. It's falling back.
In our right mind, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for loving us, oh God, even when we don't love ourselves. Heavenly Father, thank you, oh God, for coming through generations to reclaim us up to yourself, oh God. We need you today, oh God. There's a storm out on the horizon that's coming us away, oh God. Anchor us deeper in your Father. Take us to higher heights than you right now, oh God. We need you, Jesus. Oh, God, embolden us evermore, oh, God. Let us be the conquerors that you say that we are, oh, God. We thank you right now, oh, God, for our watchman on the wall in the embodiment of Dr. LaRon Joseph Matthew, oh, God, for the platform that you've given him, oh, God, to reach your children, that we could come together and leave our positions at the foot of that throne, oh, God. We thank you for him right now. Lift every burden off of his shoulders, oh, God. Let us, oh God, undergird him, oh God. Let your angels be encamped around him, oh God. Blessings going out and coming in. And wherever his feet trod, oh God, give him that. So those in the mental institutions and nursing homes have been cast aside. God, we bring them before you right now, oh God, because only you can help right now. Only you can do it, Lord. We stand in the gap for them right now, Father. And remember those as the seasons change, oh God. Press all the doors. Bring them inside. Those that are closed, close them, oh God. Those that are hungry, feed them right now, oh God. Do it for us, Lord. And use them, oh God, to be a testament to thy power and thy might right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we need you. Your children need you. If one could put 1,000 and two could put 10,000, God, we collectively can take back everything that the devil has stole from us, oh God. We need your power. We need your might. We are weak, but thou art strong. Yeah, and though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that in the world you did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Let us walk in our authority, oh God, for we are your children. We're the little God, but we're your children. And you empowered us, oh God, to speak to the circumstances. You gave us power of death and life in the tongue. Let us walk, oh God, in our authority today. Yes, Lord Jesus, remember those that are grieving today, Father, that have lost loved ones either. Right now, oh God, because we want to serve you in spirit and in truth. Father, we ask right now that you look upon those in the military that's serving on foreign soil, that's putting themselves in harm's way. Remember them, oh God. Remember their families, oh God. And Father, we ask, oh God, that you look at the virtual members, oh God, and those, oh God, those covenant partners in Sierra Leone, in Paris, France, in Pakistan, in India, in South America, in other parts unknown in the world. We thank you for watching over them right now and for making a way out of no way for them, oh God, your children that's in, oh God, the battlefield, oh God, for you, our God, our Savior, our Redeemer. We thank you for them right now, oh God. And, Father, we thank you for the intercessors on this line today, those that have gone before you, oh God, and laid their petitions at the foot of that throne. We thank you for it, oh God. Evangelist Teasley, oh God, we thank you for her. Oh God, you know what she needs, oh God. We bring her before your throne, oh God, and say, work it out. Work it out for her right now. Give her a heart desire, oh God. You said there's no good thing that you will withhold from us. Oh God, bless her right now, Father. Powered in a special way, oh God. That's your body, oh God. If she's ailing in her body, oh God, you got the healing power. You just say the word right now, oh God, and raise her up, oh God, a good and faithful servant. Father, we need you right now, okay, to be with her. Watch over her children, oh God, her grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask these things, Father, for there's nothing we can do. We bring it to you because you can do all things but fail. Remember Deacon Sanchez and his family, oh God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, work it out, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Let us be receptive, oh God, to the way you work it out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask right now that you remove all malice, all competition, oh God, for we realize that you have no respect of person, oh God. What you do for one, you do for the other, oh God. We need you, Father, to bind us together as never before. Let us love ye one another as you commanded us to do, oh God. And Heavenly Father, we bring to you that now. And Administrator Brian, strengthen her, oh God. Lighten the load on her, Father. Remember her sister right now. Touch her right now. Raise her up right now in the name of Jesus. And all of the other unspoken requests that she had before your throne, God, you know that you're able to grant it right now. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you for Dr. Wilkes, oh God. Bless and keep her right now, Father. Give her heart's desire. I don't know what she needs from you, God, but you already know because you know the thoughts from afar off. That you grant it right now. Grant it right now for your children, oh God. For your children. You said you never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. God, we bring up before you that now. Those are on the line, oh God, that's not praying out, oh God, as the intercessors are, but they're praying nonetheless, oh God, in the background. You know each and every one. You know where they are. You know the situation, oh God. You sit high and you look low. You told us, don't worry about tomorrow. Bring it to you today, oh God, to work it out, Father. Grant them their heart desire, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We don't thank you enough as it is. We take you for granted often enough. But we thank you, oh God, because even though we do, you still overlook that, and you love us, and you provide for us, you heal us. We thank you, oh God. Just anchor us deeper in your Father. But when the storm comes, we will not be shaken. We will not be moved, but we'll be steadfast in your power and in your might. We thank you for it right now, oh God. And remember those I failed to call by name. You know where they are. You know who they are. You know the situation they're in. I just lift them up though for you, oh God. As you told us to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we bring them before you, oh God, and we leave them in your hands, the hands that work at all things out well, because we know that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you need to repent. What you said you will do. You watch over your word to see to perform what you said. Because heaven and earth will pass, but your word will stand forever. God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for dispatching your angels to answer our requests. We thank you, oh God, for loving us, oh, and never leaving us. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name today, Father. Even though the changing of the seasons, oh God, protect your children. Bless the young ones, oh God, and they're going out and they're coming in, and the ones who have rule over them that's raising these children, oh God, let them be raised in the fear and admiration of you, because the fear and admiration of you, oh God, is the beginning of wisdom. Protect the children, oh God, for they are our future, and we give them back to you to use right now, oh God, for the upbuilding of thy kingdom here on earth, oh God. In each respective city, oh God, let your people stand up and take control. Let us not be afraid, because you did not give us the spirit of fear. But let us stand boldly before mankind. We wear the whole armor of God. Let us go forward, oh God. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for blessing us. Even when we don't deserve it, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, remember us in these days, oh, God. Shower us with your anointing. Give us a double portion, oh, God, of your spirit. Increase our discernment right now. Increase our love for one another. Increase in you that we may fulfill your will and not our will be done, oh, God. For your will be done through us. And we thank you, and we bring these things before your throne. In the mighty master's name of your son, Jesus Christ, our elder brother, we decree and declare it done right now. And it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord, people of God, and we honor the Lord for the intercessors and the prayer warriors. And I'm telling you, you can tell when we're under tremendous attack and warfare, because this is the second time the line dropped today. And we're in warfare. We're in tremendous warfare. And we have to continue to stay steadfast, unbelievable, in the things of the Lord. Because every time we're taking a step into what God is doing, just before the doors of promotion come, there's a door of battle that's already set in motion against many of us. And we thank God for the intercessors and the prayer warriors that are praying with us and flowing with us. We know that that force that we up against is heavy. Ephesians 6 and 10 talks about that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but this is a principality. It's a power. It's a ruler of darkness and a spiritual wickedness in high places. If you ever read that scripture very carefully, here's what Paul said in Ephesians 6 and 10. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Now, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we have to take all human activity out of the way, but against a prince. Now, those are demonic spirits of fallen angels, princes. And then those princes control palaties. They control domains, prince of certain domains. So you can write that down, princes of certain domains, prince of palaty. So that domain that they operate in, that's the prince, and then that's a domain. And so those angels have forces with them. So the force that we up against is prince in those of palaty. Now, if you have children that are family members and loved ones and people in certain areas of cities, towns, and nation where you're praying for. Now, I want to give y'all some revelation so people can understand what you're up against, so that when you read Daniel 10, you'll understand why Daniel came up against the prince of Persia. Because they rule that domain. They rule that realm. They rule that area. And here's what he said. You have to know that we're wrestling not against a flesh and blood. So wherever that person you're praying for, it's not them. It's where they went to in that area, in that neighborhood, that community, that city, that nation. Whatever rules that particular nation, country, city, town, people, environment, whether it's poor, rich, poverty mindset, you know that's the prince in that domain. And in that domain covers the word dominance, domain, dominion, dominion. Now, we have dominion over it. The believers have dominion over those who really believe, because you got those who only believe based upon an audience. They talk this stuff, but they can't live it or walk it, and they can't survive it. So these princes over these palaties, places, principalities. Now, look at where you're going to next. You're dealing with a principality. Now you're dealing with a power. Now, those human beings that are over those areas, that have made a covenant with the devil, you got to deal with them. So you're wrestling not against a flesh and blood, but a prince, demonic spirit, who rules a domain, who now give power to those who made covenant with them, principality and power. Now, the powers, and now you got to deal with rulers. Rulers, those who are ruling because they're sending out their troops with power. Y'all follow me. Everybody with me today. Y'all getting a revelation. Stay with me. Don't go to sleep on me. So you got to deal with principalities. Then you got to deal with power. Then you got to deal with rulers who have sent out their reinforcements, because what you did now is you actually told them you're not going to go along with that city government. So they're going to send out their powers. Rulers of darkness. You don't know those rulers. Now, the word darkness here means you got to use it in this terminology of darkness is areas of your life where you don't have understanding of until you get into faith. Because rulers of darkness, these are spirits that you know not of. The word of the Lord God talks about it in Genesis when he said he separates light from darkness. And he separates light from the darker light. So you have to understand Genesis, what we've been teaching on about having the mind of God. You have to understand where the darkness is. The darkness is a spiritual realm where your light has power in, but it's going to be a force to blow your fuse. Because the enemy trying to blow a lot of people's fuse. And you know why they're blowing a lot of people's fuse? Because we're sending out people and men and women of God who are not mature, who are not ready. And they said, I'm ready to do it. I can deal with demons. I can fight demons. You don't understand the darkness. You don't understand the realm of darkness. You don't understand the power of darkness. There are people that go into folks' churches and they think they got power in these demonic spirits. And these people are homosexual. They're liars. They're deceivers. Their life ain't with God. They make covenant with organization and denomination. And you think you have this power. You don't. Because those people have made covenant with those areas. And you're trying to fight into that spiritual dimension when you don't even have the power because they already made a sacrifice. Y'all ain't ready for me. I'm going to take you into the realm of the spirit. You have a lot of people in the kingdom that are not with us, but they're only religious because they already made sacrifices. You can't even, as much as you want to move in the power of it, you're wearing your body out. That's what the word of God said. Satan come to wealth, the saints of the Most High. That's why many people don't understand why they're warring after they preach, why they're warring after they go into cities, why they're warring after they in different areas, why they're warring after they didn't complete a project in a city, why they're warring. Because these people have made covenant. And then you got to deal with generational people who have made covenant because they have made covenant for their children. And they're waging war. That's why you have to understand why certain Jews did not let certain people mix with family. God told Samson's mother, he can't marry a certain type of people because there was certain principality, there's certain power, there's certain darkness in bloodline. You have to know what bloodline you connected to. Now, this is all connecting y'all to prayer, to understand the power of prayer. Because people are praying because they want to be part of it. They're praying because they need an audience. They're praying because people are giving them a stay. But they're praying and they don't understand that the P-R-E is connected to their P-R-A-Y. They're praying and they're becoming a prey. That's why many saints are dealing with battle fatigue, warfare, and issues in their life. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against a principality, a power, rulers of darkness. Now, look at this. Ruling the dark realm. Now, spiritual wickedness. Now you got to deal with wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Because once you break through those realms, there's consequences. Because those wicked spirits going to come back and remind you of what you did when you were wicked. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. That thing come back. You done broke through that wickedness in high places. Because they have all their territories covered. And a lot of the religious people, they don't have their territory covered. That way they can charge you $19.99 to get into a prayer class and charge you to teach you something when you're getting a free word right here. I didn't talk to y'all the whole class. What I just taught you is a whole class by yourself. This is a whole class. Everybody just graduated from a whole crown prayer. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, the high place, we're going into a spiritual dimension now. We as believers must understand the attack and the assault and what we're dealing with. Because it's easy to say what you can't receive and what you don't want to receive, but you don't even know why God is sending those prayers out, because that may be actually a spirit you're not even familiar with. Some people don't even know. They're spirits that are, it's called familiar spirit. Some people don't even understand familiar spirit. They're spirits that are familiar spirit. They study your bloodline. They study. That's why we have coronavirus. Why? Because the ancient noble birthing, Jesuit order in Catholic Church, study your background. They study your historicity. They study the time. They know this is the time of the transition of power from the actual original people. And the actual original people, origin, from the beginning of time, this is the time. Plot everything up until this time. That's what they did for centuries. They plan out all of these things, centuries. Centuries. They take time. They study centuries. While most of us, we only study what's been given to us from the Bible or from a leader from that year, that time, and not go into the in-depth I'm a prophet that takes people in depth. I take you deep into the, I take you deep into the abyss. I take you where God made you an actual God, and you compromise your God for another God, and you don't even have the God. So the body, we have to go to the, we got to go to the spiritual realm and tap into dimensions. Dimensions deal with numbers. Dimensions deal with, dimensions deal with light. 300,000 seconds of a sound, 600,000 instants of a light. Dimension, when you have power. That's why they gave you coronavirus. Corona is the crown that covers the gene of the light in the gene. And if they can manipulate the gene or the nanoparticles in you, it will finally infest your body. And people didn't understand that. The religious world didn't understand that. So what they did, do you know everything that comes to the church world or black America is being played on by a religious system? They, religion is an opium of the world, unquote. They play on religion. They use religion to gather the people because they know we're spiritual people. So they use religion, and when you're a spiritual person, when you tap into people into a presence through the spirit realm, they don't understand that because they've been taught what? The letter. And when the spirit gives it light. So most people are following the letter, and they're not following the spirit. That's why they easy say, obey them that rule over you. That's the letter. What did the spirit say? The spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. Why? Because you want to seize what somebody tells you. You don't want to go in and attack what somebody trying to do to you. Preach, Matthew. Phone in on the people. Tell them so they can come out of the spiritual thing. 2023 is a whole different realm. I told y'all, y'all got to catch up with me. I'm already in 2023. I'm trying to get y'all, I'm letting y'all get through y'all Golgarian season. So y'all can move from this Constantinian Christianity. All of y'all following this Constantinian Christianity. Then y'all going to go on Sunday and open up another realm by celebrating a pagan day, Nimrod Day. Everybody wake up, worshiping Nimrod. And what's going to happen? Another spirit going to attack y'all. I know I'm preaching. Go ahead, hang up the lead because I'm telling you what's going to happen. Because you know what? All of those spirits gathered during this time. This is the year where they're all gathering to destroy because they know what 2023 is going to bring. And I have y'all getting ready to celebrate this Nimrod. Y'all getting ready to open up for Nimrod again. I know I'm preaching. I'm preaching. I'm teaching. I'm telling you what it is. That's why y'all are all that Nimrod spirit acting up. Somebody said, well, we can't do this for Christmas. How you know God ain't setting you up so he can stop that mess so you won't get that Nimrod spirit in you? You know, some stuff God is doing, he's warning you by stopping some stuff. Oh, the devil. It ain't the devil. God may be trying to help you keep, help your generation, help your bloodline. Y'all don't like this kind of message, do y'all? I know people don't like this. You'll see. You'll see. And let me tell you something. Let me take a break. Let me go into it a little deeper. Do you know a prophetic realm where literally, do you know the United States government, and you study it right now, this is the year where the United States government, the FBI, the CIA, have to open up sacred seals of things that they did? They have to, it's all available. You can tap into the freedom of information. They have to give you documented information of stuff that happened in the 60s, the 40s, the 70s. We're in that period. All this stuff is open. But we don't study that. You can actually read documents of what J. Edgar Hoover did, government stuff did. It's all open right now. It's open. And that's why they're hiding all of this information. And you know who the first privileges of it? Noble birthing family, because they know that they can get these documents, so you won't even know what they set up and what they did. Now, if I'm telling you that's happening, think about the spirit realm. Think about the spirit realm. If they know, if they can keep you from the spirit realm, knowing what actually is supposed to happen at this time and the setup, just imagine all of the people being exposed right now. Look at all of the stuff, leaders that are dead, all of the stuff coming up about what they did. They work with government. All of these preachers and political leaders and folks you didn't even imagine would do those things. They already had information on them. All of this stuff is coming out. Go to YouTube and you can look up. You can look over here. See, these jets ain't leaving for nothing. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. See, all of these people, because all of the information is coming out, because they already made those sacrifices in that dark realm. They already made that covenant. See, you have to understand what is this dispensation is about. Why are we 2023 is going to be a cataclysmic year? Why don't you just have California, a 6.8 Richter scale city, broken in half? Because the covenant, ancient deities, ancient spirits, ancient forces. So only thing you know, oh, we're going to pray and bind up the devil, and we're going to go ahead, and they're going to retreat. No, the reinforcement, it's a reinforcement path. It's reinforcing. Why some of the stuff was happening with people, and they try to say, man, why did this happen? How did this happen? It's a spiritual thing. Let me tell you something. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God just brought it back to me. I was sitting the other day, and I heard the word indictment. I heard the word clearly, indictment. And I'm like, indictment? I know what that is. I shared it with one of my colleagues, indictment. See, many of us have to understand what's in our bloodline that are indictments now. And what is before us and what is happening. Because we're only taught to build giant buildings and not build people. Get beautiful seats and not tell people how to put the garment on right. Let's get all the audience so we make them human warehouse and control them, clone them. Not to teach the people to go for themselves and the power that's in you. We have to be able to move beyond the traps that are being set for many of us. Because there's major traps being set for many people. I had three dreams. Shared them with three major dreams, and they disturbed me. I understood what they were about, but they disturbed me. One of them, I was fighting and pulling people and grabbing the people and protecting them. It was almost like the movie Walking Tall. And people were running towards me, and I was getting people to safety. Now listen to this, Administrator Brian. Listen to this, Apostle Simmons. I was pulling people to safety, and they was coming, because they started. All of a sudden, I was doing something, and all of a sudden the people would start running. I said, "What's going on?" They said, "They coming. They coming. They coming." I said, well, we need to get the people to say, I didn't even know what they were talking about. But in the spirit realm, I had to understand. And they were running across like a bridge. I said, well, let's get everybody to safety. Get everybody to safety. Now, I was kind of fatigued when I was doing this. And I was getting people to safety, getting people to safety. All of a sudden, the scene changes up on a building. It's like the movie Walking Tall. But at the bottom of it, you can see the glass where you can look out. And all of the boards was up, and everybody was safe. I said, well, let me look. And people yelling, don't look. I said, y'all be quiet. Shh, be quiet. People said, don't look. They're going to get us. Why? Because that's when you're a leader. You got to tell people be quiet because they were about fear. And all of a sudden, I saw a head hit the window. I saw, and I know the person was, and they hit the head, like they bust the head of the person up, and somebody had a, like a weave on the head, and it fell off. I said, oh, my God, we couldn't save some of the people. And I looked, and there was this man. Now, I could remember the voice clear. I could remember the face of the person. I saw it clear as day. It was a black guy, black person. The person looked like James Earl Jones. Everybody, y'all know him when he got that big voice. It wasn't him, but it was an image of him. He looked at me, and I jumped back. And this is what I heard the word. Get those preachers. Get those preachers. I heard the person say, get the preacher. Now, this one said, I said, get the preacher. Then I came and looked. And I jumped back. And I heard my name. Get Lorraine Matthews. get Lauryn Matthews. That was the answer. Get Lauryn Matthews. He said, get Lauryn Matthews. My name is Clear Day. I heard it clear day. He said, get Lauryn Matthews. That was the name. Oh, my God. And the people, and I saw the spirit, and I woke up out of a dream. I woke up out of a dream. Now, that was dream one. And I had another dream similar to that. It was chaotic. This dream was literally chaotic. Chaos everywhere. Like the streets were, like streets were bloody. Buildings were torn out. All kinds of stuff all over. And I was looking, I said, what in the world is this? And I was just walking, looking at all of this chaos. It was like almost like you could see the smoke going up, but it was in fire and smoke. Like the dust was clear. And it's like I was, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There you go. That's the revelation. When the dust clear, thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's, thank you for giving me that dream. It's like the dust was clear, and I was walking through it like, what happened? What happened? That's a revelation. God gave it to me while I was explaining to the people. That's dream two. Another dream I had, it was a certain particular person. I'm not going to talk about that dream. It concerned me. But saints of God, this is a very, very dangerous path in the earth realm. I know something chaotic is getting ready to hit government, race relations, people, and it's not good. And they know I know because they know I'm owned to something. They know I'm owned to something bigger than they know of. That's why I told God I'm not being distracted, not allowing things to shift me or shake me, to know what you're up against, what we're dealing with in this dispensation of time, and what's going on. There's many leaders left the scene in 2022. And we're not talking about the ones that died. We're talking about the ones that they were not supposed to be in those positions that threw in the towel. In other words, they went back to the world. They went back to their normal life because you couldn't survive it. It was a malpracticing year. Lawsuits went out against a whole lot of people. 2021, that year was a mental year. It was to break you mentally, health-wise. 2022, God was giving us time to regather our thoughts and our mind, and too many people started following people who were mentally ill. The blind was leading the blind because people started jumping back into ministry, and they was not ready yet. 2023, going to be a major determining factor. What you don't believe, write this down. 2023, what you don't believe, you better believe it. It ain't going to be an illusion. It's going to be true. What you didn't think you were going to believe, you better believe it. What you didn't think you knew was going to happen, it's going to happen. What you see, what you think, wow, it ain't going to wow. 2023 ain't going to wow nobody. It'll wow you because you live denial. 2023 is going to be it's for the one going to go, wow. No, you just in denial. A lot of truth going to come out. A whole lot of truth is coming out. So you ain't going to be wow. You just said, yeah, I did play like that within that. Yeah, I did play that down. I didn't want to believe that. Yeah, I wouldn't want to believe that lie. Yeah, you know, you're right. I should have. That's what most people are. But the ones who steady they walk, who kept their mind in place, who were not busy bodies, who were not running from here to there, letting their emotion play. Watch what God is going to do for you and you and on your behalf. There's a rising up. See, all of this, what did they just give? What did the United States government just gave Ukraine, $68 billion. $68 billion. They just approved $68 billion. Do you not understand? $68 billion. We gave that to Ukraine. And look at the United States of America. Those who understand what God is losing for us, seize the moment. Go big or don't go at all. If you're not going to go big, don't go at all. You must go big for this one. Because what God is putting in our hand that they don't want us to have, we will have that. We will have that inside. But you have to be in a position in the things of God to see them manifest. Because he gave many of us the little test. The big one is here. And you have to be ready. And some of you who don't want to rest and refuse to rest, oh yeah, we'll know in March. We'll know in February and March. Because some of you will be wore all the way down. And you're still trying to move when God says, sit your tail down and rest. Move like that. And I'm speaking of myself when I'm talking to people too. Don't answer that call. Don't respond to that. I hear you. Because see, what the enemy would do, he will use us to wear us down. He will use the one around you to wear you down. And something does not have to do with God. It has to do with people's choices and decisions. And they're not going to change, so they're going to wear you down. You see, many people that are making emotional decisions right now. And look at the chaos that's happened. Look at the decision they made. And they're sitting there regretting. But I should have just obeyed God. I should have just stayed in place. I should have never moved. I let my feelings get in. I let my emotions rule me. I let this get. And see, chaos. Be still. And Psalm 46:10. Somebody get that scripture for me. Elder Hunter, would you get that for me real quickly? Psalm 46:10. I'm going to end on this one because I told this is the season where I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I jump in and jump out. When you get it, let me know you have it, Elder.
Okay.
46:9. I read 46:9. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Psalm 46:9? Yeah, read 9. 10 is going to be important, but read 9. Go ahead.
He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. And be still.
Okay. Now, everybody, did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Did you hear what the word said? Now, read that again, Elder. Read it slow so that people can understand what God allowing to happen. And then he's telling us to.
He maketh wars to cease until the end of the earth.
Okay,
he breaketh the bow. And cutteth the spear in sunder.
Mm-hmm.
He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God.
Now, hold on, stop that. Hold on. Now, you see what God is doing? We got to stay out of this mess now. God is handling this between the Lord, God, and satanic forces. God is allowing us to watch our enemies fight each other. Our enemies are trying to pull us into a fight that had nothing to do with us. We have to stay in that spiritual dimension. Because, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. There it is, right there. When the dust settles, I'm going to preach a message called When the Dust Settles. Oh, y'all get ready for that one. Write that down. When the dust settles. I'm going to Facebook and preach that real quick. All right. When the dust settles, listen to this. Go to verse number 10. Verse number 10. Read.
Be still. And
be
know
still.
That
and know that he is God. Elohim, Abba. Not you. Be still. I'm telling you, saints of God, folks who are waiting for settlements, it's coming. Money that you didn't think you would have, it's coming. Houses you didn't live in, you will live in those. Neighborhoods you didn't think you would be able to have access to, you will. Vehicles you didn't think you would drive, you will drive. Opportunities you didn't think you would have, you will have. Promotions that you kept praying for other folks for because you were on those jobs because they said they've been longer than you, they're getting rid of them. You will be promoted. Places you didn't think you would be able to fly to, you will fly. Transportation is in effect. Everything is happening. Just be still and watch God. When the dust settles, believers, you can go to 2 Chronicles 20 and 20 and believe what King Jehoshaphat said in 2 Chronicles 20 and 7. He said, you need not fight this battle. Why? Because we're trying to fight actual people, and we're not fighting spirits. I told somebody, I said, you know what? Holy Spirit says, don't deal with that no more. God told me, he said, don't deal with it. He said, Laurent, I mean, woke me up at night. About 2:33. I jumped up. He said, don't deal with that one no more. Don't go after that. Don't deal with that. Don't let that get in your spirit. Don't deal with it. And leave that alone. Matter of fact, give that no attention anymore. Watch what I'm going to do. You know how we got to be deep, right? You know how some of us, we got to be deep. We gotta test God, okay? All right, so you think you want to still do it? Okay, let me show you something. Now, I can tell on my own self. Okay, let me show you something. All right, since you don't want to believe I'm going to do this for you, and you want to do it, okay, go ahead. Now, look at me. I had to get my car back in the shop again. Because I didn't listen to God. I said, okay, since you want to do what you want to do, let me shut you down and put you in your house again so I can prove to you I told you to be still. Now, you ain't got to tell me a second time or third time or fourth time or fifth time. You ain't got to go around the mountain with me, Holy Ghost. Okay. Some people, see, they want to go through another test and another test and another test and another test and another test. You ain't got to tell me. Okay, be silent. Get out of the way. Be still. Know that I am God. And go ahead and read on down, Elder, and watch what God is getting ready to do. You still there, Elder? Go ahead. You muted your line.
I'm still here, Prophet.
Okay, go ahead. Read 10 again.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the heathen.
Okay, now listen to this. Listen to this. God said, I will be exalted among the heathen. Now, I will be exalted among the heathen. Now, go read that. After that, read what it says after that.
I will be exalted in the earth.
Look at what he said. He will be exalted, and all of those that will follow him will be promoted. Look at somebody say, God will be exalted, we will be promoted. Oh, man, this is preaching. This is some teaching right now. This is some teaching. I'm outside the church parking lot. I'm in the parking lot. I ain't even went in the building. I ain't going in the building yet, Elder. Give me some water, somebody. I need a little water to drink. Let me take my clothes off. Take my shirt off. Now, I ain't take my clothes off. Don't get funny, folks. I ain't taking my clothes off. I'm taking my shirt off. I'm taking my sweater off. All right, let me preach now. He said, I will be exalted. You will be promoted. Because, see, we want to be promoted, and then we don't want to exalt God. God said, I will be exalted. See, he's going to be exalted. We'll be promoted. See, our enemy,
start to train us, God will promote us because he's positioning us now. You know what I told when I said in 2020? I said people change their posture. Nobody didn't want to change their posture. Nobody didn't want to change the way. I was teaching it last night to the people. You got to be willing to change your posture under the cerebellum and the cerebrum. You got to think differently. That means you got to think totally different. Many people don't want to think totally different. You got to totally change your trajectory of the ancient ways of being taught. Let that Constantine Christianity go. I know y'all going to be in a fight because you can't do it. Let all that stuff go and watch how God align us all back into place. It's coming into alignment. Look at all the ones who rule. Look at all of those people leaving the scene. Look at they leaving. They're slowly leaving. There's an emergence of new people coming on the scene, and most of us don't even know. And then some of you, God wants you to be on the scene, but you won't even go because you're too busy worrying about, you're too busy concerned about what you didn't did, what you ain't deserving, and how people going to think about you. And then some of you, you demoting yourself by your arrogance, and you're demoting yourself by your disobedience. Well, I'm not going to do it because I'm a prove to the people. Okay, you sit there and keep trying to prove to somebody. You keep trying to prove to the people what you want to prove to the people. You going to miss it. I'm not going to do it because I'm going to show them that without me, you ain't going to make it. Let me tell you something. You're dispensable and replaceable. When you get that in a leader, when you get that in mind, you're dispensable and you're replaceable. God can promote you because, you know, at any time, God can make an announcement, but he can shift things around. Look at what it says here, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among heathen, and then I will be exalted in the earth realm. God will be exalted. We will be promoted. All right, restoration. I'm giving y'all a little bit of my message Sunday. I'm ready to come back home and preach. Sunday. Y'all should have been there last night. I had a word for the people last night. Some of y'all missed it. You have to know what God is doing, Elder Hunter, is so mysterious. It's so unknown to people, so unknown to individuals. They don't even know. When it happens, they are amazed.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. When you know Apostle Simmons and Sister Toya, you know when God promotes you because he'll send your enemy right back into your camp. You can tell that's a promotion. He'll see, because your enemy want to come back and see, are you still here? The enemy, right? He'll send a chanter and a whisper right in the middle of you. You'll be like, what? Where did that come from? What is that all about? They didn't get the memo? No, God said, no. I didn't give them the memo. I sent them with memories. I sent them with memories to prove to them they can't do what they want to do. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. You got to be ready for me. Yeah, they didn't get the memo. So I just let them come back. Why? Because where God has us at is in a far greater trajectory than anything you can ever imagine, you can ever think about. In this time, he would allow them to do what they think they could do. All right, I'm done. Let me go to this last scripture. Elder, go to the book of Job, chapter number 1, and let's go to verse number, I think, 3. We can read all this. Let me make sure I'm there.
What
that powerful God is. The book of Job, chapter number one.
Which verse, prophet?
Go to verse 3. Verse 3. Job chapter 1, verse 3. Yeah.
Okay. Verse 3. His substance also were 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels.
Now, look at all that Job had. Matter of fact, read one all the way down to five, and then let's see what God did. Go start at one, read down.
There was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him seven sons and three daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep.
Okay, now listen to this. Sons and three daughters.
7,000 sheep, 3,000.
Now listen to this. Hold on. I'm gonna give you out a prophetic. Significance. Seven is completion. Three is divine. He had a divine situation. Seven, three, divine. 10, manifestation. Completely divine manifestation. Go ahead, read on down. Come on, read on down. Hold on, one more time. 7, 3, 10. Put it together, you got 20. A generation was in place. Now go ahead and read. Come on.
100 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East.
Now listen to this. He was the greatest of all the men of the East. The East. Okay, now go ahead.
And his sons went and feasted in their houses.
Now what verse you at right there, Elder? What verse is that?
Number four.
Okay, now go down verse 4 or 5. Just keep reading. I'm gonna give you the revelation.
And feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all.
Okay, now stop this. Hold on, Ellen. Now listen to this. After the feast, now listen to this, people of God, had ended, they had already done their wrong. Listen to me. Their feasting and done. Job came and made a sacrifice for his children. Just like Abram did the sacrifice, and God sent a ram in the bush, not a realm, a ram that was in the realm of the spirit in the bush. Okay, go ahead. Now listen to this. The feasting was over. Job came back and made a sacrifice for his kids. Why? Because he was able to do that in the Old Testament. He came back. The feast was over. Look, everybody say the feast was over. Job comes back. He does what? Boy, read that part, Elder.
Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of all.
Okay, so now, look at this. He sanctified them. He made a sacrifice. He sanctified his children. So they were now back in place. You follow me? They were all back in place. Sanctified him. He came to the altar. He made a sacrifice because he did the blood covenant. You know, he went to cut the bulls and all that in the altar. Go ahead, read on that. I'm going to show y'all something. Listen to this. Go ahead.
But Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God and cursed God's heart. Thus did Job continually.
Now, he came back. Every time they messed up, he came back and made an offering to God. That's why he was perfect. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. See, y'all reading that scripture. Oh, his kids were taken out. But he made a sacrifice for his kids to saved them before they got destroyed. Come on, come on, read on down. Come on, read on down. Y'all got to understand the history of the Levitical priests and how they do things. Because we got all this Constantine religion, all this religious stuff y'all been following for years. Let me break it down so you can understand what he did for his children. Come on, read on
verse
down.
Verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And
now,
Satan,
there was a day came, it was a date came, where the sons of God presented themselves in the earth realm. Job was a perfect man, eschew evil, upright. The enemy always attacks your sacrifice, what is perfect, what you already committed to in dedication. Come on, read on down, Elder. This is blessing somebody. Somebody getting a whole nother revelation. Go ahead, read on.
And Satan came also amongst them.
And Lucifer came also among them. Because he's now kicked into the earth realm. He's here. Now, if you study Bible history as it relates to the 66 books of the Bible, you will find out of the 66 books in the Bible, every book have to have a meaning or a name behind it. So what you get is the book of Job because it needed a name, but it was a job that Satan was having. When you look at the word Job in Hebrew, it means suffering. And it means persecution. His name means suffering and persecution because he's going to have a job that he's going to have to contend with in the earth because he's going to do what? He's going to suffer and go through persecution. So these 42 chapters, I will give you the details at the end. Go ahead, read on down there.
And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou?
Whence cometh thou? Where you come from? Now, so God tells to the devil, where you coming from? Like he didn't know. But come on. From whence coming thou? Because he wants Satan to tell him exactly the detail. Now, here's what Satan have to say. Go ahead.
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth. And from
now
walking
going to
and down.
Now going. Now look what he said. Going to and fro. In other words, he's moving in the earth realm, confused. He's going to and fro throughout the earth realm, confused. And what? Up and down, in and out, confused. And then what are you doing? He's walking in the earth realm. We're gonna go real, real slow so everybody can get the revelation, and then I want y'all to go ahead and do the study yourself. I want y'all to study this Job yourself. Now go right over that verse real slow when God told Satan this. Go ahead.
Okay. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job?
No, go back to that verse. Go back to the first verse. Go back to the other verse, the other verse, the one before that.
And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
Now look at this. The enemy, he going to and fro, up and down, and he's walking in the earth realm. Now go ahead.
And the Lord said unto Satan,
and God said to the devil in the earth realm,
hast thou considered my servant Job?
Have you considered?
There is none like him. In the earth.
Now listen to this, people of God. He says, have you considered my servant? Look at this word, servant. servant, one who served. Job is serving God. Have you considered my servant? Now, listen to this.
That there is none like
Job,
him.
No, hold on, Ella. Don't read yet. Now, listen to this. Cannot do anything. Job is untouchable. He cannot touch him. He cannot do anything to him unless he's given him permission to do it. He can't do anything to him. He can go up, down, in, and out. He doesn't have permission to do anything. Go ahead.
That there is none like him in the earth.
There is none like him. Right. None like him. Perfect and upright.
Mm-hmm. One that fears God.
Fears God. That means, what does that mean? That there is a domain that Satan can't cross unless he has permission to cross it. And in that domain, look at where Job was at. Job's children was partying. Job's children were having fun. Job's children could not, nothing can happen to them with what they were doing because they were covered. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. That man had a dimension in the spirit realm where his children was partying. They were doing what they were doing. Job could make a sacrifice before the Lord and bring them back into the presence of God. They didn't have permission to do anything. Now, here's what happened. Come on, read on down.
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught?
Now, there you go. There you go. Oh, wait, read on down.
Thou not made a hedge about him and about
his house? A hedge about him because he can't cross. Go ahead, read on down. Read on down. Oh, we're
and about all
today.
That he has on every side has...
Oh, yeah, stop that. Stop right there. Stop right there, Elder. See, that's why Satan would go up and down, in and out. He couldn't even go past that level. He couldn't go past that dimension. He could mess with Job's children. He could mess with Job's wife. He could mess with Job. He could not mess with anything. Because God had him hedged in. He cannot do anything going up and down, to and fro, throughout the... Why? Because Satan kept trying to go around. He could not get in. Now read on down. Let's go and take him on in.
Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance increased in the land.
Increasing.
But put forth thy hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face.
Now stop. And here's the deal. Now here's a negotiation. Here's the deal. God knows he can trust those who he have in his hand. God knows he can trust those who he have in his promotional plan. When God prepares to promote you, he must allow the enemy to do what he has to do. Now listen to this. I want everybody to hear this real clearly. I'm going to tie this in so you can really understand what a lot of people have done. The enemy, see, you got to be careful. I told you, there's no other time in history. For some of you who are listening to this, it's an all-points bulletin for you. There's no other time in history that you were born for than right now. Job was born for that time. There was no time before that. If he would have did it, it would have been too soon. If he did it later, it would have been too late. God had the exact time of his counsel, of his own will. When he selects you, when he chooses you to be his official promotional plan, you know the people call you, you know they call you, them phone them and say, I got a promotional plan for you, and I'm going to give you a deal, and if you take this deal, I'll give you a vacation 4 days and 5 nights. First, they try to give you a deal to try to make you buy into it. You say, nah. Then they offer you a deal. Then they give you $150, plus we'll give you another day. Then they say, okay, we'll give you your money back because they want something in return. listen to this. When God promotes you, he uses the enemy. See, the enemy can't promote you. God is the only one that promotes you. You can write that one down. The Lord is the only one that promotes you. He still. He will exalt. What he tells him. He said, I will be exalted in the earth, man. I came to show say that I'm going to be exalted in the earth realm, and I'm going to be and select who I want. Be my chosen to step out and do what I need them to do. Now, so you can really understand, I'm making this real simple because I'm not going to go deep into the realm of the spirit. I'm going to make it elementary for some of us. Some of you, where God has already prepared for you is your promotion. He allowed the enemy to push you. He allowed the enemy to train you. He will promote you. Some of the stuff that we went through in our lifetime trained us to be where we at in a historical moment. Ooh, that's powerful. That's powerful right there. That's powerful. In our lifetime for a historical moment. You're in your historical moment right now. So you're in a pivotal time right now in the earth realm where history is going to be rewritten because of you. See, that's why the scholars and the theologians argue the Genesis over the Job. Genesis, the mind. Job is the experience. Which book was written first? Who was first? Theologically, in the argument of Job or Genesis. We'll deal with that one at a later time. But let's go ahead and read on now, Elder.
And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power. Only upon him himself put not forth thy hand.
So okay, Satan, now stop right there. Stop right there. He said, all that the devil has is in thy power. Now look at this. Look at that. Material thing, power. All that, he said, you ain't going to have them in the tent. All that thy have is in thy power, material stuff. You ain't need the hand of God. Let me read that verse again. Go ahead. Y'all better get this revelation today. You ain't going to get it like this at one of them old churches you sit in at Dr. Watts and all that other slave mentality, that Constantine religion y'all been following all these years of your life and raising 72 offerings and making everybody look grandstanding. Y'all going to get it right here from the prophetic realm here. Go ahead. Read it slow again, Elder. Go ahead, slow. Go ahead.
And the Lord said to Satan.
No, go back to that verse. We got to do like the old Satan said. Go back to that verse again, Elder. Go back to that verse again. What are you saying?
And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power.
Now, all that material stuff he has is in thy power. Now, go ahead, read on down.
Only upon himself put not forth thine hand.
Satan can touch your seed, but he can't touch the king. He cannot touch what's in you. See, because whatever you decide to give power to that the Satan has, that's how he can get you. He can't get you with what you are in God. It's only those things that you made your God. All of those things that people that are running around making their God, their car, their houses, their oxen, their children, all of those things that you made your God, ain't do nothing to you. those things that you make your God the power. That's how you say they can get you. Half of the people in the church world, let them lose a car and watch them leave churches. Let me go somewhere real quick. You got a house. I'm telling you how church people act. I'm going to tell you how the religious world act. Because they're only serving God for material things, not for the purpose of who you are in Him. But all of this stuff will come and go. You can get a new car. You can get a new house. You can get a new home. You can get a new life. You can get a new wife. You can get a new husband. You can get new stuff. But you just don't let the enemy have you. He had that power of those things. He didn't have power over Job, period. All that he has. Look at the power. He took things. Couldn't take Job. Go ahead, read on down. Let's slide on out of this one real quick. Go ahead.
So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord.
He went, and there he left the presence of God.
And he there was left a day.
Now let's stop. Now hold on right there. He left the presence of God. And out of the presence of God, look at the power. Look at the test. Look at the trial. Look at the things that the enemy will have to go through. From chapter 1 to chapter 2, and look at what you will see right around chapter 38. I believe right around chapter 37 or 38. I believe. Let me go somewhere. Hold on. I think it's 37 or 38. Elder, go to chapter 37, 38 real quickly. I'm going to show you a powerful prophetic dimension from these. I told you all 42 of these chapters have a prophetic code connected to it, so you can all understand the codes. The code. These are all prophetic codes. Go to Job 38, I believe 37. Go to Job 37. Now, let me show you something in Job 37. I believe it's 37. I want to make sure I'm right. 37.
What verse, prophet?
Let's see. I want to make sure this is right. Make sure I'm right. Hold on. Y'all stay here, though. I'm moving through this, too. I'm following the elder because I need to make sure the scripture right. Let me go down here one minute. All right. Let me move on down now. I'm going to find a verse where Job blessed his friends. I believe it was 38. Job in the whirlwind. That was the 38. All right. I'm going to make sure I got the verse right. I want to go through this. One of the verses, and Job blessed his friend. Hallelujah. How y'all been blessed today? Amen. The verse is one of the verses where Job blessed his friend. I'm going to go to that verse when Job blessed his friend.
I'm looking for it as well, God.
Yeah.
I'm in the chapter.
Y'all stay there. Don't move your place. When God starts speaking to me from a Cairo standpoint and give me the logos, I'm going to make sure I have it. Somebody else, if you find it, let me know. So when Joe blessed his friend, watch the transition. All right. Might have been 36. But anyway, let's keep moving because I'm going to end with this. But I don't want to tarry long on this particular area.
Prophet Job 42:10, I think it is, 42:10.
All right, thank you. Okay, let's go over there. All right, thank you, woman of God. You're now, there you go. All right.
Yep, that's it, Prophet.
Okay, there you go. All right, there you go. All right, now listen to this. Listen to this.
And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, mm-hmm. the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
Now, let's stop there. Okay, now. Okay. Okay, now I'm going to stop there. So we'll have to pick it up at a later time. So many of you can understand right now where God has us at, in the position he has many of us in, things that many of us have been through, and the test of time that he allowed us to go through. So that when you know, that's why you're seeing, you're watching the change come. See, the changes started happening in this year. This new, that's why the Gregorian calendar was set up by the ancient priests, these priests, the Jesuit order of the priests messed with calendars of time so that they can throw the believers off. They can throw your dates and time off. So you have sequential dates and time that are thrown off, and people don't understand why things are working in certain time and sequence. That's why these astrologers and Chaldeans and people who deal with sorcery and witchcraft and palm reading, they're trying to guess. Prophetic people, we don't have to guess. We can give you specific times and dates and hours of things specifically. It's only when these people start guessing, and then you open up and start opening your mouth and say, yeah, you're right, that's it, because they're guessing, and you're opening up those dimensions. You got to be silent. Let them finish. You have to understand where we are as believers and where God is taking us as believers in the spiritual dimension, where everything is coming full turn to the exact details of what God spoke of from the beginning of time. And all of these calendars and dates in this Nimrod spirit on people who are following these ancient pagan ways, you're going to miss it because it's throwing off the spiritual dimensions and the things in our life. Because we all are encrypted with codes. God has encrypted us with data inside of us. And many of us are encrypted with data. Some who have took the shots, your data system is thrown off. Your body is thrown off. But those who go into 2023 in the specific details, that's why they call it another strand. Another stream is coming. Another thing is coming. It's a strand. Many people are off balance. People's lives are off balance. Their mind is off balance. Their spirit is off balance. And the ones who didn't take a shot, they open up their mind to stuff. They took a shot in their mind because they all off. Those who are in the balance of God. Now listen to this. As I shared with the people last night, you got to understand the cordon. You got to understand the balance, the cerebellum, and how the body operates in terms of the balance inside of you. When you are in the prophetic balance of God, you are in the prophetic projectile of God. And that's why as a prophet, I flow in the prophetic projectile of God, because I have not allowed things to throw me off balance. That's why in the midst of the virus, I go viral. In the midst of things, God still speaks to me, because I'm in the prophetic projectile of God. And that's why where you flow, you are in a prophetic projectile of God. And that's why everything is now is coming into the perfect will of God, the perfect alignment of God, the perfect dimension of God, the perfect ways of God. When you come into that prophetic projectile of God, then your courtness is on balance. You move in the things of God. You move in the details of God. You move in the specific of God. You move in the realm, the currency of God. Everything is in alignment. That's why so much confusion is in the land, because people are out of balance with the things of God. You have to be still so you can hear God speak to your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope you're being blessed today. I hope you're getting this today. Now, prophet, how do we tie that to intercession? Because you're in a place of intercepting in intercession. and you have power to be able to dominate those realms of principalities, power, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, because they will not be able to identify you because of your coordinate of balance and to God give them permission to do so. You are in the place of God. And that's why in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, he said, as it is written, when you are already written with the exact detail, as it is written, I had not seen, they can't see your coordinates, near ear heard, they can't hear your frequency, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things for which God has for them who what? Love him. You got to be there at the heartbeat of God. You got to be there at the tune of God, the presence of God, the glory of God, the dimension of God, the life of God, the ways of God, and everything coming to the place exactly like God. So when God releases the wealth, he releases the riches, he releases those things that he can trust you. He know you're going to do what's right. He know you're not going to rob him. He know you're not compromising him. You haven't sold your soul. You haven't opened up doors. You haven't allowed the enemy to change how you deal with people, how you show the love of people in the midst of what they try to do, because you still what? You prayed for your friends. And everything will be double, double anointed, double blessing, double rejoicing, double more. And God, and you will never hear the mouth of the womb again. You'll never hear the mouth of it, because what God has his people here. That's why these 42 chapters are all encrypted in code. Because what? Jesus came down through 40 in two generations. Because Satan knew he was in the earth realm and he had a job to deal with. So he knew. So you had all of these systems in place to do what? They want to try to determine the times and the seasons to weigh you down, to burn you out, to lie to you. So many people got so off. Why? Because they're in an illusion. That's what the Bible said. God turned them over to a strong delusion. They'd rather have a lie than a truth. Look at how many people that created delusion. I ain't even going to use my name no more. Other folks. They created the delusion. They live it in an illusion, in a delusion, in a strong delusion. So they rather believe that lie than the truth. And guess what? They know it's a lie, but it sounds so good, the lie start looking for them. The lie's so good to them, they say, you know what? I love this lie. It sounds good. Let me tell somebody else. But truth is going to prevail. That's why you're watching the world, the manifestation of the presence and the power of God. The word of the Lord God said, they that know that God will do exploits. The eyes of the Lord God go to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on the behalf of them that are what? Perfect towards him. Are you in alignment? Are you in the proper posture right now? And many people are. Look at that. Soon as God stopped blessing people, they stopped tithing. They ain't involved with God no more. They're involved in their own folly. They start doing their own thing. That's why a lot of folks, they start doing their own thing, Sister Toya. They start doing their own thing. And that's where they're off. And then immediately, that's what they do. Well, Prophet Matthew, I ain't giving them no attention. See, that's why you got people that are trying to distract you. They distract you. Look at what Elijah told all the prophets when they came. He said, your master's gonna leave you here. He said, hold your peace. I already know it. See, people that are telling you stuff, you already know. I already know. You ain't gonna get in my head. I already know. And God does with you. You gotta know that God is doing what he's doing for you. You got to know that the power of God is on you. You have to know that what God promised you is going to come to pass. You ain't got to covet anybody. You in a covenant. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. That's powerful. You ain't got to covet nobody's stuff. You already in the covenant. Why covet somebody and stuff when you got a covenant with God? He'll give you that insult. Such a good day, he'll give you that insult. All right, let me stop. I'm done. Y'all been blessed today? Oh, I know somebody been blessed today. Oh, you been blessed today. Oh, you coming out of that thing. Now, if you go, you coming out. If you ain't coming out, I ain't going in, but I'll just watch you from a distance. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. We bless the Lord today. We thank God. Thank you, intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry, gift, kingdom, leaders. We bless the Lord for you. We thank God for the word of the Lord God today to bring you into understanding the revelation of what was concealed, to bring you into the gospel, which is what we reveal, and then we will be the one that will fulfill it. Some of you going into 2020 in your Gregorian calendar to fulfill some stuff after y'all get done letting Nimrod go. We gotta let Nimrod go. Y'all will be all right. So you let Nimrod go, you'll be all right. Let that Nimrod spirit go, you're going to be okay. Let the Nimrod go. Let that spirit of Nimrod go, you're going to be okay. Let that Nimrod spirit go. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to understand the power of the presence of the Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Any one of those that prayed today would like to release a word if the Lord gave you something. Now, I'm only talking to those who prayed today or read the scripture. If God gave you something, I want to give you an opportunity to release that right now. I'm not going to tarry long, so if God gave you something, it's star six and coming in at this very moment. God gave you something for it. Hallelujah. Thank the God. We bless the Lord for you all today. You can get the recording if you want a copy of today's recording in its entirety. Ask for today's date, 12/21/2022. It's available for you in its entirety. You can have it. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lauren Matthews. It's available to you. Put it in your archive. Go back and listen to it. Let it bless your spirit. Let it bless your heart. Let it minister to you. Let it be a blessing to your life and to the purpose and to the mandate on your life. We in this holiday season as a strong spirit of suicide, people that are just checking out, definitely depressed, in the spirit of depression, oppression, heaviness, all over. Stay in that place of God. Let his perfect will be done. God is doing mighty things for you. People of God, you have to be strong in the things of the Lord. If you desire to be a blessing and you want to sow a seed into the ministry, the work which we're doing, you can go to Cash App, money sign RFPIM, Cash App, money sign RFPIM, and sow a seed. You can go to Zelle. If you want to sow a seed via Zelle, go to Zelle and we restore you. That's the letter in the alphabet, you, at yahoo.com, and be a blessing. If you want to do it, the website, go to we restore you, the letter u.org. If you're doing it via the website, if you want to nail it, you can go to send it off to 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois, 60426. Thank you for our covenant partners, our virtue members, those who have been connected with us. We bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. We appreciate your seed. We appreciate your donation. We appreciate your gift that you've given before time. Those who have tithed, we thank you for your tithes, your offering to the ministry, and all that you have been to and for this ministry. I greatly appreciate all of the men and women of God of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. I so surely and thank God for you for the last year of allowing us to pastor the purpose and bless your life and minister to you. Covenant partners, virtual members, sons and daughters, thank you for allowing me to share the revelation and the word of God to your life and for your life on today. Now, I'm going to open up the line briefly. Those who are listening in, if you would like to say something or share with us what God has given to you. Now, I'm timing you. So if you want to say something, when you hear me go, amen, loud, that means bring it on in. Okay? So if you have something you would like to say at this time, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. I don't want you to deviate from anything that I talked about today. We're not going to talk about anything from Russia, Japan, New York, or from anything else. It's going to be concerning this. All right. Anybody got a question for me, comment, or like to say something? Well, we bless the Lord for you. Don't forget to join us for our New Year's service. Coming up, it's going to be a powerful time in the Lord. We're looking forward to awesome time. If you're in our city, join us in our services. Don't forget to continue to follow us with Drive Back with the Prophet. I've been taking some breaks now because I'm staying in that place of the Lord. Tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., Mother Thelma, Sydney, and myself will be coming back, sharing, teaching, talking about. It's open forum. Bring your questions, comments, and statements. We'd love to respond. If you want to join Apostle Simmons tomorrow night, they have their teaching tomorrow night on their conference line. Join them over there. They're always teaching the Word of God, word study over there. Go to his Facebook page, grab it off, be a blessing. If you want to come over and join us, because they're an hour ahead of us, so at 7 o'clock they start, at 6 o'clock our time, join us at 7, when we're just in prayer. We're just praying. You can call in and join us for prayer. Our prayer team will be praying, standing in the gap for you. All right, people of God, bless you on today. Administrator Rita Bryant, is there any final words over there, Administrator Bryant? Hallelujah. This bless you out. Didn't it bless you out today? This bless you. Anybody was blessed with this? Did I bless you, Elder? Thank you, Elder, honey.
You're welcome, Prophet. Been blessed.
We had a few distractions along the way, but it was a tremendous blessing. All right, people of God. Apostle Simmons, bless you on today, man of God. Mother Thelma Sidney, bless you on today. Evangelist Gwen Marshall, bless you on today. Thank God for you on today. Bless the saints of God. Oh, my goodness. Thank you all for connecting with us on this day. I bless the Lord for you. Amen. Bless you, Mother Sidney.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet. It was an awesome
bless you too.
The prayer was good, but there was an awesome teaching. Amen. Just to sit back and going back over it and the season that we're in, you know, I count it all joy right now that I'm able to just sit back and hear and be fed, amen, from the word of God and from the prayers that go forth. So I just thank and praise God. I have been taking your advice where you said, Mother, stop worrying and rest and heal. And definitely, that's what Mother been doing. I've stopped worrying, amen, and I've just been relaxing in the Lord. So God bless you all.
Amen. Bless you all today, too. We thank God for you all on today. All right, saints of the Most High God, we appreciate you all today. Love you all. Stay in that awesome place in God. Go back. Now, what I shared with you, I tell people, go back and study the word. Study the word. Go back into the word and study. Study what I said. Look at Job. After all that stuff ended with his children and was done, he went before the Lord, sanctified his children before the Lord, made his sacrifice on the altar before the Lord. So when the enemy came in, they were already sanctified. They were already, God, they were already, look at somebody say, they were already accounted for. I'm gonna get that letter. See, our family, the lot of them, already counted for. God is only doing what he needs to do for them. Amen. Bless the Lord. All right, thank you, God. Bless you all. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. Shalom. Your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless.
Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.